Blog Talk Radio. Hello, and welcome to the Interior Alignment Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. I am honored that you have joined me for today's episode. Today, we are going to talk about filling your home with gratitude and abundance. So one way to attract more abundance into your life is to truly be grateful for what you already have. Today, we're going to think about, are there ways to sort and arrange the objects in our homes that reflect this gratitude? We're going to talk about creating goals and guidelines about what to surround ourselves with to increase the energy of gratitude in our homes and attract even more abundance into our lives. My name is Felicia DeHaiti, and I will be your host today. I am a master teacher of interior alignment. So for those of you who are new to the show, let me tell you a little bit about interior alignment. Interior alignment is a system that includes instinctive feng shui, seven-star space blessing, and medicine wheel feng shui. These systems of feng shui and space clearing were all created by Denise Lin from her wisdom of traditional feng shui and space clearing, but with the core belief that each person in their essence, instinctively knows what is best for their environment and for their life. This method of feng shui and space clearing applies a unique approach and works to connect the person with his or her space in an authentic way to truly create a home for your soul. If you'd like more information about interior alignment, please feel free to check out the website at www.interioralignment.com. So I began to study interior alignment nearly a decade ago with master educator and fellow Blog Talk Radio host, Luann Sivik. My study of interior alignment has been life-changing as I continue to work the principles into my own spaces and into those of my clients. If you are interested in asking a question today, you may either call in at 646-478-5284, or you can log into the Blog Talk Radio site and just type your question in the chat box. So today we're going to start out by talking about gratitude. So with the American holiday of Thanksgiving, there's lots of talk about gratitude going around. People are talking about what they're thankful for at this time of the year. But how can we expand this feeling of gratitude to every day of the year? And what is gratitude? So if you look in the dictionary, gratitude is defined as a feeling of thankfulness, of appreciating benefits that are received. So when you're thankful, you're glad that either something has happened, or you could be glad that something didn't happen, or you could be glad that something or someone exists in your life. And when you look at some of the words that are associated with or synonyms for being thankful, words like blissful, delighted, happy, joyful, joyous, pleased, satisfied, exuberant, exultant. Words of celebration are the words that come up. So when you think about gratitude in your own life, what emotions do you associate with gratitude? So when you're feeling grateful for something or for someone, do you feel happy? Does it lift your energy? Does it make you feel more energized? Does it make you feel more hopeful or optimistic about your life? So thinking about, and don't just think about like the big things in your life that you're grateful for. Like one good thing, one good habit to develop is to write down three things that you are grateful for every day at the end of the day or the beginning of the day. But three things that have happened that day or people you came in contact with or events that have happened in your life that have given you that feeling of joy, or that feeling of happiness and gratification that you would like to express your gratitude for. And once you start kind of shifting your mindset into recognizing and pulling in all the things that you are grateful for, just like the law of attraction, you will start to, that energy of gratitude will attract more of what you're grateful for into your life. So when you think about, what you're grateful for in your life, and then you take a look around your house, kind of think to yourself or just feel into the, you know, the objects and the things that you're surrounding yourself with in your home. Do the things in your home reflect the gratitude that you have in your life? Or do the things in your home reflect things that you want more of in your life? So if you if you like to read, but you recognize that you have 10,000 times the amount of books that you'll ever be able to read in your lifetime, does the abundance of books bring you joy and gratitude, or does it make you feel like there's not an abundance of time in your life? So you kind of have to look at, you know, balancing things in your home. You want just enough to let the universe know that you're grateful for something, but if you have too much of something, the universe is like, oh, you have too much, you don't need any more, that's enough. So just take a look, you know, go through the rooms in your house, look at the different objects, and kind of feel into whether or not the objects bring you joy or stress, if they lift your energy up or kind of bring your energy down, and if you get a feeling of beauty in your home. And it doesn't have to be, you know, like the art museum kind of beauty. Just anything that brings you joy and relaxation and makes you feel thankful for the experiences you've had in your life and the things that represent those experiences in your life. So the first thing I always recommend to people when they're looking at their home and looking to increase gratitude or increase abundance or increase anything, because actually abundance, it doesn't have to do just with money. It could do with anything. Abundance is just having a large amount of something or an ample amount of something, or just having, you know, enough or more than enough, or a feeling of, you know, you're never going to run out of this particular thing. So if you would like an abundance of time or an abundance of magazines or an abundance of beautiful artwork in your house, like whatever it is, or an abundance of love, an abundance of, you know, good times with family, whatever it is that you're looking for, kind of think about what in your home represents this and what doesn't. So the first thing I always recommend is to clear out your clutter. which is easy for some and not so easy for others. But just go through the objects in your home and go through each room and think about, how do you feel when you look around the space? Do you get a feeling of joy? Do you get that feeling of abundance and gratitude where you're thankful for all the things that are in there? Or is there something in the room that kind of makes your energy retract or say, ooh, I don't think I want that in my life anymore? That's the time to either move or get rid of whatever it is that's not bringing your energy up. Then what you could do to increase the feeling of abundance is to replace or move those objects with something else. So I'm going to tell you about a couple of things you can do. One thing you can do is to, if you want to, you could do a vision board, either focused on gratitude and abundance, or just focused on one or the other. So what a vision board does is it will hold your intentions and give you a visual reminder of what it is that either you desire or that you are grateful for or that you want more of in your life. Every time we look around a space, even if we are not consciously focused on each object in the space, everything in the space holds an energy. And everything in the space kind of gives us visual clues. So, like when you hear the phrase, a picture is worth a thousand words, you can have, you know, artwork, pictures, anything in your home that's visual sends you like a million messages about what's going on in the picture. So if you, for example, if you are looking for a new relationship and you look around your home and all of the pictures in your home are of single people, or if they're of like more than one person but the people aren't together in the picture, that could just bring more energy of, oh, no, you need to be alone. You really want to be alone. So one thing you could do is change the pictures so that everything is in couples, or, you know, even if it's not people, that everything in the pictures are in pairs. So think about, like, the visual cues and clues that you're surrounding yourself with, and putting up a vision board in a space where you will see it every day, will help you to kind of keep that feeling of gratitude and abundance of whatever it is that you want more of in the forefront of your mind, even if it's subconsciously. So on the vision board, what you would want to do is put pictures of that represent either the things you want more of in your life or the feelings you want more of in your life. So if you want to experience more joy in your life, you would choose images that represent joy to you, or even colors. It could be an abstract vision board with just colors and shapes on it that make you feel good. So that's one thing you can do to kind of bring more the feeling of gratitude and abundance into your space. Another thing you could do, which is more like a 3D vision board, let's say, is to build an altar in your space. And so an altar can be anything that kind of holds the energy of your intentions. Some people build altars that are related to religious occasions. Other people, you can build altars to your ancestors. You can build altars, you know, if you have a celebration or a special occasion in your life. It's just something that, it could be very simple. It could be just like a vase of flowers and some candles. But anything that kind of holds the physical energy of your intentions. And the altar, again, put it in, just like the vision board, put it in a place where you will see it every day or nearly every day, or even a couple times a day. Altars can be arranged. You can include like things that represent the four elements if you want, so something representing like air, fire, water, and the earth. You can have pictures of people on it. You can have statues, candles, feathers, water, anything that kind of brings you joy and lifts up your energy. You also want to think about what colors you are surrounding yourself with. So again, different colors represent different things to different people. Typically, colors like purples, reds, greens, and like golds reference abundance. But if you feel abundant when you look at the color blue, then blue would be the color you pick. Pick colors that kind of bring you joy, and you could either, you know, get some curtains or drapes that color, get some pillows that color. If you're building an altar, you could put, like, the altar cloth can be that color, or the background of the vision board. Anything that kind of brings that color into your space and will help you to feel happy, joyful, abundant, and grateful. Same thing with scents or essential oils. Any nice fragrances that kind of like uplift your energy and make you feel more joyful. If you look around your spaces, it's not always necessary to like completely get rid of everything and then start all over again. Feng Shui is not about buying more stuff or saying that everything you have is not good. What it's about is taking what you have and arranging it so that the energy flows well in your life and so that you are promoting the energies that you want in your life. So if you want to focus on your career or your relationship, think about what is the ultimate, what is your ultimate goal in focusing on that? So if you want a new career, is it, do you want a new career because you feel like you would better serve your life purpose? Do you want a new career because you would just like more money? Think about why you want more of something in your life or why you want something in your life. And so if it's a career and if it's because you want to better fulfill your life purpose, what feelings would that bring into your life? Like, would that bring more freedom to you? Would that bring more joy into your life? Would that bring more of a feeling of satisfaction? Like, keep digging like farther and farther into how you want to feel and why you want to feel that way. And then take a look at your space and see if those feelings are represented in your space. And if you want a new relationship, or if you want to start a new like creative venture, like, what is the purpose? Or what do you think you would get out of it? Why is that going to bring, why or how is that going to bring your energy up? And how do you want to represent that in your life? So it's better to, So if you are going to like start creating goals for setting up your space for more gratitude and abundance, the first thing I would recommend is to write down like the purpose of why you want to do this. What feelings do you want to bring into your life? And why? Then I would recommend, after you have like the list of, you know, feelings or goals or what you want to bring into your life, then I would recommend that you start with some clutter clearing, especially in whatever area of your home is related to the feelings that or the goals that you have. So, for example, if you want to just bring more abundance into your life, if you're facing your home, typically the upper left-hand corner of your home is the abundance corner. And there's a energy map called a Bagua map that outlines the different areas of your home and what kind of the different areas of your life that these areas are related to. So if you want to specifically start in a certain area, you can look at a Bagua map. There's some online, or you could email me if you need a copy. And typically just start in that area. If you don't know where to start, usually the best place to start with clutter clearing and kind of getting your energy flow going is in the bedroom. And that is because we spend most of our time, most people spend most of their time in the bedroom, counting all the hours we sleep and get dressed and whatever we do in the bedroom. That's where we spend most of our time. So when you wake up in the morning, you want to make sure that the first things that you see are things that are going to bring you joy. You don't want to wake up and say, oh, no, I need to go back to sleep because I can't even stand looking at whatever I'm looking at. And same thing when you go to sleep at night. You want the last thing that you see before you turn out the light to be something that brings you joy. So typically, yeah, if you don't know where to start, typically just start with the bedroom and make that a place of joy and relaxation, and you could put your altar there, especially if you, like you could put your altar anywhere in your house, but if you want it in a place where other people coming in and out of your house typically aren't going to see it, the bedroom might be a good place to put it too. So then after you kind of start clutter clearing and just think about, you know, the typical questions are, you know, am I using this? Do I need this? Do I love it? Does it bring me joy? Does it represent the path that I want to take in my life? And sometimes clutter just needs to be moved somewhere else. So if you have something in your bedroom that every time you look at it, it's kind of brings your energy down, is it because you really don't need it in your life at all, or is it because it doesn't belong in the bedroom? So think about, you know, whether the energy of an object belongs in a certain room or if it just doesn't belong in your life at all. And this is a perfect time coming up to the end of the year to donate to charity. If you have a lot of stuff that you want to give away but not sell, because you could always sell your clutter too. So after you clear out the clutter, then you want to look around your space and say, you know, is there anything that I want to move in the space to kind of make the energy flow better? And you can just try different things out. You can try moving objects around, try moving artwork around, and just see how it feels. And if you get enough practice, some people are just like naturals. They say, oh, I want this over there, and they know exactly where they want it. But some people need to move things around and just kind of test it out and see how the space feels differently with objects in different areas of the room. And that's perfectly fine. Do whatever, you know, whichever way works best for you. You will just kind of start arranging things to see how they feel and to see if they do in the new location, if it brings you more joy and happiness and gratitude, and if you're happy about, you know, what you're seeing in your space. So once you start moving things around, then you can kind of decide, is there something that you really want to bring into the space that you don't have in the space? And that could be a different color. It could be the altar, the vision board. It could be the essential oils. It could even be a mobile or just playing music in a space will change the energy of the space. So think about what you might want to add to the space to kind of brighten it up. And then don't forget to every day express gratitude for what you have in your life and for the things that have happened since the last time you expressed gratitude, so that you can kind of keep that energy of gratitude and abundance flowing. And I really feel like gratitude and abundance are very closely related, that they carry the same kind of energy in that they both bring your energy up. They both are related to being joyful or happy about something. And we should be thankful for the abundance that we have in our lives. So I think when you focus on the gratitude, it naturally follows that more abundance will come into your life. And when you focus on abundance, I think a natural progression is to be grateful for all the things that are there. So I think it's like a, you know, like a seesaw back and forth, a balance between the two, but that they are very closely related. And you always want to focus on the energy of what you want more of in your life, because the law of attraction does work, and you always want to bring things into your life that you want more of. So I would like to thank you today for joining me. If you do have any questions, you can contact me either on my website at www.feliciadehaidi.com. That's FeliciaDehaiti.com. Or on my Facebook page at Soul Transformations. And if you would like more information about interior alignment and the community and the practitioners, please visit the website, sign up for the newsletter, where you get monthly tips and great information at interioralignment.com. There's also a Facebook page called Interior Alignment. And you could also connect with us on Twitter at Instill Balance. So thank you again for joining me today. Do let me know if you have any questions, and have a great week. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.